Welcome. This is Erica, and you're joining me on The Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of inspiration. I have some very exciting news. So coming in January, we're going back to the daily format, which actually we are kicking off on December 20th, when I'm going to be airing excerpts from the Love Is Summit interviews that I did. Some of my guests include Marcy Shymoff, Julie Renee, Corinne Elisa. I have some amazing guests, Bridget Flynn. Every single one of my guests, Sylvie Olivier, Svava Brooks, really to me personifies being a force of love and an expression of love in their daily lives. And so I've chosen these guests very carefully. You're really going to love it. And what's even more exciting, and I haven't done this before, so you get to be my test monkey audiences. We're going to air 8 minutes of the summit recording, and then we're going to give you access to the entire interviews. Some of them went an hour. Some of them went, a half hour. Some of them went 20 minutes. But you have just lots and lots of exceptional vibrational world love. It's really a global love that I'm asking people to experience more of and know more of without training and without working on it and just being themselves and touching that love and being that love. We're also going to be doing more focus interviews on happiness in 2019. I'm going to be moving into a daily format again as far as I'm able. That's my intention. Let's see how far I go. I've recorded January, so now I'm looking at interviews for February. So if you have anyone that you can recommend who would like to talk about happiness or love in 2019, have them get with me to be on my show. I'm looking for really inspirational guests for you, inspiration to lift you up and inspiration to bring you back into who you truly are. It's really, life is too short. And sometimes if you're an entrepreneur, you can get carried off into focusing so much on being an entrepreneur that you're not having fun being yourself, And I just want to encourage you, as the days get short and we're moving into the shortest days of the year, and really take some time for self-care. It's a really uphill battle to stay in a good space when the days are so short and the nights it gets darker where I am in the world. It's dark, from all the way till 7 a.m. and then it gets dark 5 p.m. It's crazy, So summer, it stays light till 9 or 10 p.m. here. So I'm not sure where you are in the world, but know that the good thing about all this darkness is that after the darkness, there is light. There cannot be darkness, and there is light. So I'd like you to shine bigger today. See if you can listen to this and let it kind of sink in and see if you can shine brighter. Maybe there's a writing project you'd like to do or a podcast you would like to start. Maybe you've been meaning to tell someone that you love them. Any way that you can shine your light a little brighter. One of my friends, she told me, she walked through Walmart and she beamed and smiled at every single person. She went through every aisle. And I don't know if you have big Walmarts where you live, but where I live, they're pretty huge. And she beamed and smiled at every person. And she could sense an energetic shift in the energy of the entire store. I know. One of the things about shifting and changing when you do, because, this show is for light workers and people who bring light. And I want to showcase people who bring light, because we are now seeing through lots of studies that we help people out many degrees of separation from us. So when you change and you become happier, then you affect, first of all, everyone you live with, I'm sure. That's a first degree of separation. Everyone in your office, that's also a first degree of separation. Now, but check this out. A second degree of separation would be someone who knows someone. So let's say your mother has a hair cutter That's a second degree of separation. Now let's see, the hair cutter has three best friends. That's a third degree of separation. So as you're shifting, you're actually influencing those around you way farther than you. It's a ripple in a pond. So you do matter. And I just want to bring you back to that today on the Erica Glessig Show, as we see the waning moments of 2018, and we are in gratitude for all the challenges that 2018 brought us. 2018 was an exceptionally challenging year for me personally. It was a very interesting year and a very challenging year. I'm super excited to be saying goodbye to this year. And I'm very grateful for the people I'm working with already, and the team I'm building in 2019, because it's pretty different in chemistry and nature. It's a pretty different energy. So I'm very excited about that. And I'm looking forward to having more of this happiness conversation with you, my beautiful listeners. If you have a good guest, I'd love it if you just come to the ericaglessingshow.com. And I'm going to have a page that's /guests, and you can suggest a guest, or you can suggest yourself as a guest. So I'm going to go ahead and have you go to theericaglessingshow.com/guest. And please let me know if you have suggestions for guests. And I'm really good at getting yeses from really exciting people. We actually got a yes from the spirit of Martin Luther King, from a channeling expert. Her name's Lee, and she channeled his spirit for me because I wanted to talk to him. And we're going to air that on his birthday in January, the birthday of Martin Luther King, civil rights activist, and one of the people that I've looked up to more than almost anyone in my lifetime. So I do attract wonderful guests. Most of them are going to be alive, though. But an occasional amazing spirit from the other side is also welcome. So go ahead and make your suggestions at the Erica Glessing Show /guest. And I greatly look forward to having this conversation with you. Thank you. Have a, you know, if I don't talk to you again, I'm not sure how many more shows I have that are my own. So I may not be chatting with you again till January in person. We're going to have some Love is Summit recordings. And yeah, so look forward to a fabulous 2019.